I was hoping for the public option.
Is there still a possibility that the public option will be included?
And without public option, there will be no health care.
If they don't have a public option for people to choose or elect to go into, then it's just putting an insurance company's profits above basic health care of our population.
So that's the sound of you, our listeners. A majority of those who call into the program, admittedly a small sampling, have said that you're in favor of a public option. But this actually matches a lot of surveys out there. Joining us is Todd Zwillick, Takeaways Washington correspondent. So, Todd, we have all these different polls. In June, the New York Times and CBS poll said 72% supported the government-sponsored health care plan. In June, also a different one run by the Wall Street Journal, 76% said that a public option is very important. So if we have the support among the public for at least some kind of public option, maybe not all public option, why is it so difficult for the legislators to swallow this?
Well, of course, it depends on how you ask. You know, if you say, do you support a public option in healthcare, you're right. 75-72% of people in various polls would say yes. But what if you ask them, are you for a government takeover of part of healthcare? Well, most of them will say no.
Are those equivalent propositions,
though?
Yeah,
I was just about to ask the same thing. They're not the same thing.
Well, that's the thing. They're not. However, members of Congress respond to both of those things. And the latter statement, are you for a government takeover of health care? You've heard it in the debate over and over. That's why people who are opposed to the public option repeat it ad nauseum over and over. They know that people don't want that. That's the rhetoric. And you're asking, you know, about the politics of this. If the polls show that people do want the so-called government option, well, members of Congress, you know, it really depends to them what rhetoric people are responding to. You know, you have to also remember, even though Democrats have a huge majority in Congress, not all of them are liberals. And in this last election, a big, big chunk of moderate to conservative Democrats won in Republican districts. And those districts are much more aligned with the Republican agenda. And most of them are probably very nervous about voting for the so-called Obamacare, voting for the Pelosi care in the next election. So for them, you know, the national polls don't mean much in their district.
But, you know, Todd, all jokes aside, the legislators aren't really that stupid. I mean, it's very clear to say that the difference of having a public option and government taking over healthcare are different things. Isn't it possibly the case that instead of really believing that that's true, that those are the same thing, that maybe they're against a public option and they're twisting the polls to support that view?
Oh, I'm Celeste, you're exactly right. I wouldn't put it past any of our illustrious politicians to twist public opinion or the perception of it to what they already want to do. Let's face it, there are some very, very, very powerful forces in Washington who do not want this. The insurance industry does not want it. The drug companies don't want it. The device manufacturers certainly don't want it. And even though healthcare reform is moving forward and probably will pass in some form, don't count any of those constituencies out. They're strong as can be. They don't want it, and members are surely responding to that. And some members are opposed to it philosophically. You know, it's frustrating, I think, for a lot of Democrats who know they have the majority in the Senate and the House and who really want this strong public option to think that they may not get it out of the Senate. You know, the Senate is designed to not pass legislation. That's why you need 60. The founding...
That's not exactly right. It's designed not to have the majority rule over the minority.
It's designed to make it really tough. And to not necessarily respond to the so-called passions of the public,
right,
you know.
Right.
So that's the dynamic we're seeing.
How seriously, because at some point they're going to have to try and match up the Senate bill with the House bill. So how seriously should we take these comments from the members of the House saying they will not vote for a bill without a public option, no matter what the Senate passes?
Right. Well, it's a really interesting question, and you have to take them very seriously, because this very week, what the House leadership is doing is stitching together its three separate bills into one package that's going to go on the House floor in the next couple of weeks. And they are going for a really, what's likely to be a very strong, very liberal, if you will, sort of core Democratic public option. And these are all negotiating tactics. Eventually, the House passed bill will have to get into a negotiation, a conference with the Senate, which will probably not have a public option, at least not in a form that most Democrats and certainly the core Democrats would like to see. So everybody's staking out the strongest position they can. And ultimately, I think the most interesting thing about this is that it really comes down to whose side Barack Obama is on. Nancy Pelosi has said a bill will not pass the House without a strong public option. Max Baucus on his side says a public option can't get 60 in the House. Ultimately, it's going to come down to which side the president takes and which bill he'll sign. That's really what it's about.
Okay, Todd Zwillick is Takeaways Washington correspondent. And Barack Obama may come down on the side of economy. This Congressional Budget Office says a public option could save them $110 billion.
Well, what do you think about all this? We've been asking you to kind of assemble a list of priorities in America. Healthcare is certainly one of them. But what's the clear and present danger for America right now? We've been asking you that at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And listen to what one listener just told us.
Ed Helmrich, Larchmont, New York. I think the biggest danger right now is that the president's health care bill, if it passes, will expand abortion in the United States to the largest degree since the passage of Roe v. Wade and euthanasia. I know it would be a disaster.
Health care, expanding abortion? Well, that's one of the issues that David Kirkpatrick is here to talk about. He's a Washington correspondent for our partner, The New York Times.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.